You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about processing emotions. Now, I want you to think about how you're feeling right now. If you can, actually name that feeling. And then I want you to check into your body and figure out where you're feeling it at. So this could look like maybe pressure on your chest. This could look like maybe a tightness in your throat. This could feel like maybe your hand's shaky, or maybe there's like a ball in your stomach. Like, how does it feel? What are the sensations? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is there a texture to it? Is it moving fast? Is it moving slow? Is it staying still? When we can really be present with what emotion is happening, it allows it to move through us. So let's say that you're feeling angry and maybe it feels very tense in your throat. Maybe it feels hot. Maybe it feels like it's on fire. Maybe it feels like a ball. Maybe it feels like it's smooth, or maybe it feels like it's spiky. Like, just imagine what anger might feel like to you. And then I want you to think about what happens when you feel angry. What do you do? Because oftentimes what happens is we start to react from these emotions. Maybe we yell, maybe we get mad, maybe we throw something. Like, what is it that you do when you're really, really angry? And oftentimes we actually don't want to react. We want to just sit with and process and feel that emotion so that we can handle the situation in a way that we really want to, without feeling like, oh, we're angry and now we just do the thing. So when we're able to just tap into and process through the emotion, what we can do is we can actually sit with that emotion, and we will either notice that one, it decreases in intensity enough where you're like, okay, I can handle this. I can choose something else besides the normal reaction that I would have. Or it can just go away completely, and then you feel normal and you feel calm and you can move forward and start to show up in a different way. But this can also work if you're going after your goal and maybe you feel fear. And you're like, every time I think about making an offer, I feel fear. Every time I think about going on video, I feel fear. Or maybe you might just have these uncomfortable emotions. Like, maybe you're deciding not to eat something and that feels really uncomfortable. It feels like this like urge to eat it. And maybe your goal is to not eat whatever that thing is. You might also just be experiencing these really uncomfortable emotions. And I want you to think about maybe the last time you didn't do the thing that you wanted to do. What was that feeling? What was the feeling that kept you from doing the thing? Maybe it was fear. Maybe it was boredom. Maybe it was as simple as just not feeling like it. Maybe there was this discomfort. Maybe there was confusion. Maybe there was overwhelm. What are the emotions that you avoid by not doing the thing? And then I want you to think about what it would be like if you could process through those emotions. If we looked at it like a roadblock, and then in order to like move through that, so maybe you have the fear, we could process it and then we could let it go away, or we could at least shrink it down, or we could walk by, and then you could actually move toward your goal. What would be different for you if that were happening when you didn't feel like doing something and you were able to like sit with that and still get the thing done instead of avoiding it? Or maybe there was discomfort or overwhelm and you could sit with that feeling and then move through it and continue doing the thing that you want to do. This is why processing emotions can help. And so this is the process you can walk yourself through. It can be very simple where you're just describing, what is this feeling like? What are the sensations? What does it feel like? What is happening in my body? What is this experience like? And one of my favorite ways to actually process an emotion is with a coach, because sometimes it feels so uncomfortable that we're like, I just cannot sit here by myself and process through this emotion. But we can get support and we can get help. This is one of the things that I can help you with in my 12-week coaching program. It can be as simple as you coming to the call and saying, look, every time I do this thing, I start to feel fear. We can actually process through that fear so that you feel better about it. And not only will you get to practice the skill of processing that emotion, it also shows you the process like in real time to help you do this on your own in between sessions. But we can also do this on the call so that your brain can start to get more comfortable having fear show up and process it, or just any uncomfortable emotion that comes up. So if this is something you're interested in, then go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call so that you can see if working with me in my 12-week coaching program is a great fit.